It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lowe with you here tonight on WCDO Sports. And as always, I'm joined by Tim Cutting here in the booth in Sydney. Good to have you here, Tim.
Thanks, Nate. Really looking forward to tonight's game.
Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show, of course, brought to you by Cork and the crew over on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Tonight's game, a real special one. Sydney, a Class C school here on homecoming night, welcoming in the Class D powerhouse, the Tioga Tigers, a team we saw last week play against Harpersville Afton and come away with a 36-14 win. I mean, the list goes on and on for Tioga. Four straight Section 4 Class D titles, but hey, tonight on the turf, both teams with good weapons. Should be a good shootout, Tim.
Yeah, I'm definitely expecting to see a really good high-scoring game tonight just because I think both offenses are really, really strong. It's going to be a story of two different styles, though. You're going to have Tioga with the ground and pound, and then you're going to have Sydney with the fun and gun. So it's going to be an interesting night.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. It was interesting talking with him to see what he thinks about this Sydney attack. I think you'll hear that he's very fearful of some of the receivers that Sydney has, and especially freshman quarterback Darren Smith.
Yeah, and Darren's doing a great job this year, but I'll tell you what, it doesn't hurt having that many weapons out there and wide receivers in the back. So it will be an interesting test for Tioga.
If you are Tioga, you have Adam Zwerlein, a very talented running back, as well as Jesse Manuel, the Section 4 all-time leading rusher. So he is an absolute weapon. If you're somewhere in the area and you want to come down and catch this one, he's right here on the turf. Should be a great one here tonight. The rain for now is holding off, folks, and I went down on the field before the game, wanted to see how it was with all the rain we had all day. A lot of other games in the area were canceled. Field is perfect, absolutely perfect. Went down, got to see Darren throw up close and personal, and boy, he's got a nice arm. He just flicks the wrist, and it seems to sail through the sky.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of the necessary skills for a quarterback, and especially as a freshman. He's doing a really good job for Sydney, and a lot of people expected, this is his freshman year. He's going to make a lot of mistakes. We haven't seen that when we've watched him. He's very poised. He does a really nice job back there. Makes his reads and makes some really good throws. But again, it doesn't hurt having that stable of receivers that he does.
So when we come back, we'll hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Stay tuned at halftime tonight because we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at our halftime break as well, brought to you by Mirabito. Again, this is the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. We'll be right back. Tioga and Sydney under the lights at Sydney Alumni Field here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. Friday Night Lights here at Sydney High School as the Sydney Warriors welcome in the Class D powerhouse, the Tioga Tigers. And we're joined by Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Coach, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, no problem.
Coach, it's a treat for us to see you guys 2 weeks in a row here in our neck of the woods. Can you take us back? A 36-14 win last Saturday in the rain at Harpersville Afton. Your thoughts on a big win there for your team on the road?
I thought the work we put in all that week leading up to that game is really what showed up. After a tough loss to Newark Valley, we had 5 days to prepare kids with a Saturday game, and so we really took the time to go back to the basics and make sure we were executing in every facet of the game and in all the little things, and I think that's what really came out. And the kids were a little extra motivated, too, going in the last week. It was a big game. Harpersville was undefeated for good reason. They're a good team, and I expect that they'll make the playoffs. And so coming off that loss, our kids were, it seemed like they had a little extra focus, and they were a little more amped up to play than usual.
Can you talk about your defense in that game? I thought it was exceptional at times. First drive of the game, Harpersville Afton's moving it right down the field, and then you guys kind of make them stall out in the red zone near the 10-yard line. And after that, I thought they had a real hard time moving the ball until late in the game. Seems like your defense really stepped up.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of inexperience on defense this year. We had to replace 7 starters. And Newark Valley, that game really showed our weaknesses in terms of kids in their position not being comfortable and not doing things fundamentally sound. And so that was the focus all week going in. And that first drive when they went down into the red zone, you could see kids slowly but surely start to, everything they practiced on that week, that stuff started to come out. And once they got more comfortable in their position, they started to play faster. And once they got that confidence, as the game went on, it seemed like the kids got better and better in their defensive positions. So that was nice to see.
Coach, you come in this week, you're on the road, facing off against Sydney, a Class C team that has a lot of offensive weapons. What do you know about the Warriors as you prepare here for tonight's battle?
The biggest thing is they can score on any play. They have big play capability. That's what the spread offense gives you. I see them being very balanced in their run and pass. I'm very impressed with their freshman quarterback. He throws a beautiful ball, and he gets rid of it quick, which is key in that spread offense, and so it's hard to get pressure on him. It seems like they want to be balanced. They use the run to set up the pass. And there's no doubt that this team is always well-coached. It doesn't matter who Coach Matthews is putting out there. They're going to be doing things right. And he's the type of coach with that no-huddle spread that if he sees something, he can take advantage of it very, very quickly. So I think it's going to be a game of adjustments on both sides, and I think it's going to be an exciting game.
Sydney has a nice new, brand-new turf field here, alumni field. You guys obviously have had a lot of experience on turf over the last few years, but does it help guys like Adams Werlein and Jesse Manuel when they're on the turf? We were talking last week on the broadcast that, heck, they might be even faster once you get them out there on that type of surface.
I think it makes everybody faster, to be honest with you. I think just the footing is, I guess the kids are that much more comfortable with their footing, and I think it makes everybody faster from linemen down to your backs. And I know Jesse really likes the turf. I know Werlein likes the turf as well. And so my biggest concern, though, is how fast the Sydney receivers are. And having to cover them on turf, I think, is going to be, we're going to have to get used to that as the game goes on. And I think in that first quarter, you may see some missed coverages due to that. So I'm interested to see how the turf is in rain, though, because it's about 90% chance of rain right now.
Coach, after this, you get right back into division play. What are your goals for the rest of the season as you get ready for the playoffs here? I'm sure it's hard not to look forward to the playoffs. It appears you guys will make it. But how do you stay focused on some of these last few games coming up?
I really think with that loss to Newark Valley, these kids will remember that feeling, and they'll understand why we're on them in practice about certain things and that focus to get better. And really what we preach all the time, getting better every day, will be the focus for these kids. And they know that playoffs are knocking on the door. That division game is also our senior night. It's our last home game. If we can win that game, it'll lock up a home playoff game for us. So I think the motivation will be there, and the focus will definitely be there.
My last question here with Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Coach, another guy named Nick on your team, Nick Klausner, I thought he had a nice game against Harpersville Afton, and it appears he's really come out into his own as a wide receiver. I've also heard he's a heck of a basketball player, too, for Tioga. Can you talk about the skill set he brings to the table?
Very, very good athleticism. You don't find many guys that are that natural in the things that they do. And as a sophomore, you never know, especially at the D level, we don't have JV, so you never know what a kid's going to do coming up from the modified, from a ninth grader to a 10th grader on the varsity level. And so this year is all, you know, you get a feel for those sophomores, and Nick Klausner is no different. The more and more he impresses us, the more and more we realize we'd like to get him the ball. And so I think he's fulfilling his role this year very, very well. I think he has a fine career ahead of him, and the more comfortable he gets at the varsity level, the more dangerous he'll be.
Tioga head coach Nick Aiello, as always, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Sydney.
All right, thank you.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more Friday Night Football on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Sydney's Alumni Field. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you here tonight on WCDO as we get set for Sydney hosting Tioga. Folks, right now it's a beautiful night for football. The rain has held off. It rained all day here in the area, especially in Sydney. A lot of other local games canceled that were on the natural grass, but the turf here looks beautiful as we await Sydney coming out here. A brand new tunnel that they're coming out of, one of those inflatable tunnels. That looks really sharp, and they have all the cheerleaders as well as the youth football program is here in uniform tonight waiting for the guys to come out. Really kind of a neat atmosphere on homecoming.
Absolutely. It looks really neat down there looking at all those little kids waiting for their heroes to come out of that tunnel, and it is a pretty cool-looking tunnel, and what a night to break it out on homecoming night.
And here come the Warriors out onto the field, led by Nick Paternoster, one of their defensive leaders. Tioga now taking the field as well. Tioga, as we said last week when they took on Harpersville Athens, pretty much has that Michigan Wolverines-looking uniform. They're in the white tops tonight with the navy blue pants as well as the gold and navy blue helmets. Sydney is in their home maroon with the white trim and also that kind of the almost lightning bolt-looking Warrior helmet that they have these days. Really sharp-looking uniforms on both sides. And again, the weather holding off right now, and certainly looks like a great night for football. We heard from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello before the game. I thought one of his comments was interesting that stuck out to me. He said, "I'm interested to see what the first quarter is like. Can our guys handle the Sydney weapons on the turf early? Like last week, they were kind of searching for some of their assignments early in the game, so maybe Sydney could get off to a strong start. On the other side, Sydney's going to have to be very careful with the Tioga offense and their running backs."
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, just like Coach Aiello said, it is going to be a game of adjustments because they are going to be, you know, both teams are going to have to be able to adjust to what's going to be happening. One of the things that Sydney's going to see is a variety of formations offensively, and they run the same plays out of all those different formations. So it's not like you can key on when they're in the wishbone that you know that they're going to run, you know, the weak side option or whatever. You know, you just don't know. They really are really diversified as far as the offense goes, and with all those different formations, I think we counted five or six, didn't we, Nate?
Yes, we did.
It was something like that, and I'll tell you what, they are a force to be reckoned with.
I thought that certainly gave Harpersville Athens some trouble last week, and that's a talented defense. We heard Coach Aiello say that as well, that, you know, they're a team that's 4-1, second place in the division, but I thought Tioga just threw a variety of things at them that confused them and kind of wore them down over the game.
Yeah, then there was a couple of times that, you know, they shifted out of into a single back formation, and then they went weak side. I mean, it was like, it wasn't like they always ran to strength either. I mean, they are very, very diversified again. I'll say that word again because I can't think of another one. But as far as their offense goes, you've got to be ready for a lot of different things.
Well, it'll certainly be interesting. We could kind of predict, if we had to right now, maybe some sort of an offensive shootout tonight. We've seen Sydney play some high-powered teams and have success, like Deposit Hancock earlier in the year, and they're able to get off to a good start and use some of those weapons. Ethan Finch, Dawson Backus, Nate Vibbert, those guys have really stepped up, as well as Alex Hoskins. His height and size on the outside has to give them a little advantage for Sydney.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, you were just talking about
about Klostner in the interview, and that gentleman's only 5'5", you know, and he could end up having to guard, guard, be the one that's got to cover Alec in some of these formations and stuff because of the way they'll set up the matchups. You know, they may not want to do that, but they may end up doing that just because of the way the formation Sydney comes out in. It's going to be an interesting game, and I do think you're right about the first quarter being the big, you know, feeling out period kind of thing where they don't know what's going to happen and so on and so forth, and then it'll be about the adjustments that IAL talked about.
Of course, Harper's Elafton last week was without their starting quarterback, Tyler King, so they were kind of scrambling. As tonight we'll see Darren Smith, a very good quarterback here for the Sydney Warriors, so maybe that'll give Sydney a little bit of, you know, of an edge there. We'll take a quick break for the National Anthem. We'll be right back here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pitmaster at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again, Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight at Sydney's Alumni Field as we get set for a Class C versus Class D battle. The Warriors of Sydney, the Class C team, battling with Tioga, a Class D powerhouse. Tim, they've won the last four Section 4 Class D titles, so this is a program with some tradition and some experience, even though they're replacing a few guys from last year's squad.
And you said it right on the head there. It is a program, and that's the thing that, you know, they just keep bringing kids up, and, you know, they've got kids that are sophomores that are playing a lot of time on this team right now, so they're going to have that experience, and I bet you there's some freshmen and eighth graders that are getting ready to come up in the next couple of years, too, that are going to take over those sophomore spots. So
we see a lot of Class D teams that might only have 25 guys. You look at this Tioga roster, 40 to 45 guys here, so they're deep. I mean, I know there's no JV program there, but certainly a lot of guys obviously interested in coming and playing and being a part of that program.
Well, winning breeds tradition. You know, I mean, that's really all you can say. It definitely makes kids want to come out and play. And like I said before, with the youth football of Sydney being down there, those are their heroes, just like those Tioga youngsters. Those heroes are right over there on the other side of the sideline tonight.
Almost set to go here under the lights, Sydney and Tioga. We'll be right back at it tomorrow, Tim. We'll be over in Delhi for another Class D battle as Unitigo will take on the Bulldogs. So a full slate ahead this weekend, two games once again, just as we did last weekend. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great weekend of high school football here in the Tri-County area.
And it goes so fast, wrapping up. I mean, the Class D playoffs are just a couple of weeks away. Of course, Class C plays an extra game. But if you're Tioga, you play here tonight, you have one more game in the division against Oxford next weekend at home. Then they're into the Class D playoffs. So, I mean, really, you're 2 weeks away. So that's pretty crazy to think about, that it's almost time for playoff football. So Tioga is going to kick off to Sydney. Sydney will receive and go right to left to start things off. Ethan Finch will be back along with Shane Sickler to receive. Sydney again in the dark maroon uniforms with the dark maroon pants as well as the helmet. Tioga, if you know college football, just picture the Michigan Wolverines. They're in the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the helmets are a navy blue with a combination stripe of gold on there. So Tioga comes in here tonight off a win last weekend against Harpersville Afton. They're 4-1. Sydney is 3-2. They're coming in off a nice win on the road at Sullivan West, 47-6 last week. So Sullivan West is a team down in Section 9. So we're set to go between Sydney and Tioga. And a booming kick into the lights here will be fielded by Ethan Finch off his fingertips. He picks it up right on his own goal line, goes to the right side, and is tackled in the backfield. And this is about the five-yard line where Sydney will start things off going right to left.
Yeah, real nice kick coverage by the Tioga Tigers on that play. They got right down inside and kept Sydney from getting to the 10-yard line.
Well, we did talk about the field is in great shape, the beautiful new turf field here at Sydney. But, you know, it did rain all day. That ball's still going to be a little wet. Maybe Ethan Finch experiencing that on the opening kickoff.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you've seen anybody kick the ball that far this year.
Yeah, very nice kick on the opening kickoff there by Tanner Folk, the punter and kicker here for Tioga. So first and 10 for Sydney, going right to left. Here's Darren Smith, and he's barking out some of the signals at the line. Man in motion is Dawson Backus, and here's the snap, drops back, throws over the middle here for Sydney, and this one is tipped. A very nice play there by Tyler Whitmore, as that pass was intended there for Ethan Finch.
Yeah, Tyler Whitmore laid out on that, made a real nice diving tip of that pass, and if he hadn't done that, it might have been a big, real big game for Sydney.
A nice job by Finch. He looked very open in the middle of the field. Would have been about a 15 to 20 yard completion. So this will bring up a second and 10. First possession of the night here for the Sydney Warriors as they take on Tioga live tonight under the lights in Sydney. Here is Smith, second and 10 for the Warriors, going right to left. And the snap. Fumbles the ball, and it just has to be a fall down on it here. It looked like he was trying to pass out to the left wing side, but wise to just fall on that. Brings up third and 10.
Yeah, it was a nice play. I mean, he definitely, you know, when he lost the ball, he did what he had to do. He got down and got on it and lives to play another down.
So a third and 10 here for Sydney. They find themselves in this third and long situation after a fumble recovery and also a incomplete pass. So third and 10. Smith now standing in his own end zone. The play clock is down to 15. Waiting for the snap here. Has Dawson Backus in motion now to his right. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. They're going to throw this one a high ball. They're looking for Alex Hoskins, and he's going to go up and try to catch this one, but it's knocked away there by Nick Klausner. Good coverage there. We talked about that in the pregame show. Klausner, a very good athlete going up against Hoskins of Sydney.
Yeah, real nice position on that play. He got his hip on Alex's hip and stayed right there, and had Alex tried to get it above him and didn't quite get there, and the Klausner kid made a nice separation of the ball.
Yeah, that's a catch we've seen Hoskins make all year long. He's not afraid to just go up and have to reach over the defender to gather it up. So Sydney will punt it away here from their own end zone with Ethan Finch. Nice boot on that one, and it's going to roll up to about the 38-yard line, but great field position here for Tioga. Our first look at their offense tonight as they go left to right.
Yeah, it was a nice kick, and they didn't have any return on it, so we'll see what the Warriors' defense can do here against the multifaceted Tioga Tiger offense.
10:55 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight courtesy of SFCU. And so the first possession of the night for Connor Hutchison, the quarterback here, the sophomore wearing number 2 for Tioga, immediately hands off to Jesse Manuel through the middle of the pack. He's going to make a cut back to the right side. He's looking for the end zone. Hoskins can't get to him, and a touchdown on the first play here for Jesse Manuel, about a 38-yarder.
Huge, huge hole. What a hole, and Adam Zuerlein was the lead blocker on that play and made a great, great block at the point of attack and freed Manuel.
Boy, right through the middle, just as we said, sometimes it looks like the hole is going to close on him, and he just pops out to the side. And he had a couple of guys to beat in the secondary, and he's a quick guy, especially on this turf. And they'll go for the extra point. Tioga with a 6-0 lead. Now here's Tanner Folk for the extra point. And that one is up through the uprights and good. So a 7-0 lead here for Tioga after they stop him on defense and then a 38-yard run for Jesse Manuel. We'll step away. 7-0 lead for Tioga. 10:45 to go first quarter here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Sidney's Alumni Field. Well, Tim, one play and one run for Jesse Manuel and a 7-0 lead for Tioga. Let's see if Sidney can answer here on offense.
That's definitely a pretty good percentage, one play, one touchdown.
And he just found that hole and just a big burst of speed into the back of the end zone. So a heck of a way to start on the road here for the Tigers. Much like the Sidney Deposit Hancock game, can the Warriors answer? And we'll see as they kick this one off to Ethan Finch. Again, a little trouble fielding the ball, gets to the far side, and again tripped up at about the 8-yard line. And Sidney going right to left once again. We'll start inside the 10-yard line here.
Yeah, second time they've been down inside their own 10, and, you know, that's not a very good spot to start, and hopefully they can get a little momentum going here and get a first down and keep on pressing on.
Tough with those booming kicks. We don't see those very often. This year it seems like the trend has been those along-the-ground kind of squib kicks. So Finch, a little trouble fielding those to start the contest, but Sidney will have to try to get it out here as they start on their own 7-yard line. And here is Darren Smith, throws out into the flat. He finds Finch. Good catch there. Moving forward, and a pickup of 3 or 4 yards here for Sidney. It's a 7-0 lead for Tioga over Sidney. 10.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Nice, easy throw and catch for Darren Smith to Finch, and got a couple positive yards there. So trying to start to get a little bit of positive momentum built up here.
Second and 7 here for Sidney. They go right to left. Ball is on their own 13-yard line now, trying to move it away from their own end zone. Here is Smith. He's going to hand it off to Backus up the middle. He's got a little bit of a running gap here. First down and Moore finally tripped up at the 30, and Sidney moves the chains for the first time tonight.
Yeah, real nice hole right there for Dawson Backus to run through. He made a cut in the at the linebacker spots and made them miss and made a nice little extra 8 yards on that play.
I'm willing to say that's probably a longer run than Harper-Zilla Afton had all last week against Tioga. So a very nice play there for Sidney. First and 10. Again, they'll hand it off to Backus right up through the pile there, and he'll pick up 2 or 3 yards. Ball is up to about the 34-yard line here. Sidney trailing 7-0. First quarter, 9:40 to go here from Sidney Alumni Field. And so this will bring up about a 2nd and 8. So 2 yards picked up there by Backus. And Smith barking out the plays. He's got one wide receiver to the left, 2 split out to the right. And now Smith again will hand off to Backus up the middle, and he's going to move the pile forward. Little 360, he's got some room across the Sidney S at midfield. He's got daylight ahead of him, folks, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and a touchdown here for Sidney. Dawson Backus, about a 60-yard run here, but a flag on the play, folks.
Yeah, and we know what this is. It's a block in the back on the Warriors, so this play is definitely coming back.
So this one is coming back. We'll see where the spot of the foul is. The Zebra crew is pointing to about the 45-yard line here, so that would still put Sidney over midfield. But wow, a huge run there by Backus. Finally, that little 360 really freed him up.
Yeah, it definitely did. It was a nice little athletic move right there in the hole and freed him up that for the rest of the yardage, but unfortunately all that running was for none because of the block in the back.
And so that one goes against Sidney, and we'll see how far they come back. And they're going to spot the ball on the Sidney side of the field, folks. They're going right to left. They'll start at the 46-yard line, so that's where they're saying the spot of the foul was. That's about where he did the little 360 to free himself up, so still a very nice pickup of about 15 yards there for Dawson Backus.
And with still a first down as well. So Sidney will be 1st and 10 here on this drive.
And this is what we heard Tioga head coach Nick Aiello say. They just have so many weapons, a good balance of running and passing for Sidney. And he was a little afraid of some of the inexperience as they graduated. A lot of seniors from last year's team on defense. So here is the first and 10. Sydney's going to throw, and they go down the left side looking for Hoskins again. Goes up, and this one is intercepted but then knocked away. Out of bounds for an incomplete pass. Again, Nick Klausner, a great athletic matchup between Klausner of Tioga and Hoskins of Sydney.
Yeah, and he's given up a lot of height or a lot of inches on to Alex there. I mean, this kid is really doing a nice job. He's going up and trying to high point the ball as Alex is, and, you know, he's in great position. So this will be an interesting matchup all night, I do believe.
8:50 to go here, first quarter. Tioga leading Sydney on the road 7-0. The second and 10, Sydney nearing the big Sydney S at midfield. They're on their own side of the field going right to left, and now we'll have a whistle on the snap on second and 10.
I think it's going to be false start against the Warriors.
Boy, yep. If you're a Warriors fan, as it is a false start, you hope that even though that play got called back, maybe you can feed on some of that momentum, but the penalty here hurting the Warriors, much as it did to the Hornets last week when Tioga was in town taking on Harpersville-Afton.
Yeah, it's been kind of a theme all year long. You get a nice little drive going, and then you have one penalty that kicks you backwards, and then all of a sudden you can't make that first down, you know, so on and so forth. So hopefully the Warriors will rectify that right here.
Second and 15 for Sydney. Ball on their own 40. They go right to left. The snap to Smith. Hands off to Sickler. Tackled in the backfield. Adams Wehrlein breaks through and drags him down by the ankles.
Yep. AZ, as I called him last week, I'm going to call him that every now and then tonight, too. Really nice, good play on as a linebacker for the Tigers, catching Sickler in the backfield.
Boy, just broke through and just got him by the shoelaces there. So this is going to bring up a third and long, third and 18. 8.5 to go, first quarter here, folks. Tioga with a 7-0 lead and a Jesse Manuel touchdown to start things off. One play on offense for Tioga. They were able to score. Sydney trying to answer. They'll hand off on third and 18 to Sickler. Bounces to the outside, nowhere to go. Meets a swarm of Tioga players there as an umbrella now starts to blow out onto the field as the wind has picked up. We see a little rain coming down here, but this is going to bring up a fourth down now for Sydney.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I watched an umbrella go across the field.
An umbrella? That's the run of the night, I think.
It actually almost took out the Sydney coaching staff.
Boy, that was just a gust of wind here, and now Sydney's going to have to punt with this gust of wind. And Ethan Finch, another good punt here, bounces and takes a Warriors bounce to the 38-yard line. That's where Tioga will take over, going left to right in their own defensive end of the field.
Yeah, and the first offensive possession started in the Sydney 38, and this is going to start on their 38. So
Sydney had a huge run there that went for a touchdown that was called back by Dawson Backus, and then after that some penalties driving Sydney back, and they come up with nothing. So a 7-0 lead here for Tioga over Sydney. 7:25 to go, first quarter. Second offensive possession of the night here for the Tigers. And here is Hutchinson under center. Manuel's in the backfield, fumble on the play. Hutchinson will pick it up, drives himself forward, but he's met by the Warriors' defense, so maybe a gain of one on the play. Nice job to recover the fumble there.
Quarterback made a really nice play there. He actually went back to hand the ball off and dropped it, and then was able to pick it up and get a couple yards.
So this will bring up a second and 10 with 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Tioga leading 7-0 here over Sydney. Thanks for joining us tonight here. We know the rain and maybe some of the wind is keeping you at home. Glad to have you along here tonight on CDO. Tioga with the ball and a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, live from Alumni Field here in Sydney. Second and 10, they hand off to Zwirlon. He breaks through, and he's down to the 30, down to the 20, before being dragged down by Alex Hoskins at the 10-yard line. And Adam Zwirlon with a big run there for about 50 yards.
Yep, the touchdown play before, he was the lead blocker, and this time they said, hey, you take the ball, gave him a nice big hole. Great, great, great run.
And both big runs by Tioga right through the heart of the Sydney defense. So here is Tioga. Now down with a first and 10, the ball on the 12-yard line with 6.5 to go in this first quarter. And Hutchison, the quarterback here for Tioga, looking over to head coach Nick Aiello, grabbing the play here. And they'll hand off to Manuel. He gets through the hole, bounces forward, keeps the legs moving, and a touchdown here for the Tigers. Manuel's second of the night, and they will take a 13-0 lead here with 6:14 to go in this first quarter.
Manuel had his hand right in the back of AZ as he was leading him through the hole, so he stayed right with him the whole way and just kind of hid and made a nice little cut at the end off the block. So nice play.
And here is Tanner Folk on for the extra point, as well as First extra point of the night was almost perfect. This one is up and through. So another extra point there for Tioga. They lead 14-0 here over Sydney. 6:14 to go first quarter. We'll step away. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tioga with a 14-0 lead here in the first quarter over Sydney, 6:14 to go in this first quarter. Two touchdowns by Jesse Manuel, the workhorse for this Tioga team at the running back position. And now Tioga will kick off to Sydney again, going right to left. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back at our Main Street CDO studios. Here's Ethan Finch, fields this punt at the 20 up to the 25, dragging the pile forward and across the 30. So that was definitely the best return of the night there for Ethan Finch of Sydney.
Yeah, and that's kind of surprising because that ball hung in the air for quite a long time. Not only is he kicking it a long ways, but he's kicking it quite high. And I don't remember seeing that last week down in Harpersville.
No, this kicker here tonight on the turf, Tanner Folk, great extra points and great kickoffs as well. And he's listed on the roster as just a kicker punter. So maybe they converted one of those soccer guys
over. Maybe.
So here is the first and 10. They'll hand off to Dawson Backus, and he drags his way to the left side for a pickup of 3 or 4 yards. Backus with a good run in that first possession of the night, but it was called back after a long penalty.
Yeah, it was a good hard run right there. He went off the end and made a nice little positive gain for the Warriors.
Backus, just a junior here. A lot of these guys are underclassmen and will be back next year, including freshman quarterback, of course, Darren Smith. And here is a 2nd and 8 with 5:35 to go in this first quarter. And another run by Backus up the middle for about 2 yards. So this will bring up about a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6 coming up for Sydney.
That was an interesting little run. Most of the time, Dawson is hitting the hole really quickly, and he's, you know, at full speed. That time, he was really patient, picked his spot, and got a nice positive gain.
Down to 5:15 to go first quarter. Smith is in the shotgun, rolls out to his right, passes, and Nate Vibber scoops one up and is able to pick up the first down at the 45-yard line as Sydney gets near midfield. Nice grab there by number 4 for Sydney, Nate Vibber.
Yeah, he did. That was a great catch by Nate. He actually laid out, made a nice real play, and it was really a good throw by Darren because it was only where Nate could get it. So good play, guys.
Coming up on 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 14-0, first quarter, under the lights here at Sydney's Alumni Field. And the Warriors in the maroon and white tonight going right to left, nearing midfield. And here is Smith, drops back, fires one to the far side, and there's Vibbert again, picking up about 5 yards before tiptoeing out of bounds, and they're into Tioga territory.
Yep, they've crossed the 50-yard line, so there's a positive for the night. And Nate with a nice little pattern there. He ran a real quick little 8-yard out, and great spot.
Vibbert, since game one this year, has just really stepped up, I thought, and made some nice plays, and is one of the leaders in the area in the mm-hmm. touchdown category.
Absolutely.
So here is Smith, throws to the outside for Hoskins, his first catch of the night at the 45 and up to the 40. Makes another nice cutback, 35-30. He's still got some running room before being knocked down at about the 29-yard line. He got another 10 yards just by pure effort there for Sydney.
Yep, that was yak. Yards after the catch. Made the first down and then made a couple Tioga Tigers really kind of look a little bad on the tackling part because he made some really nice moves right there. Good athletic moves.
Tough guy to bring down at about 6'3". So 4.5 minutes to go. First quarter, Tioga leads Sydney 14-0. Sydney with the ball on the Tioga 30, going right to left. And here's the snap to Smith. Drops back. Passes over the middle. There's a bullet looking for Ethan Finch, and that one just about a step too far in front of him.
Yep, nice pattern run by Ethan to the post. And just like you said, Nate, was just a little bit too far for Finch.
But again, only a spot where his receiver could possibly yep. get it. So certainly, boy, he's got such a zip on the ball. I was down there before the game, and I wanted to see it up close and personal, and just flick of the wrist makes it look easy. So 4:15 to go, first quarter. 2nd and 10 for Sydney. Ball is on the Tioga 30. And here is Smith, throws out into the right side flat here for Ethan Finch. He dives forward, pickup of about 4 yards here. This will bring up about a third and five, third and six now for Sydney as they near the Tioga red zone.
Yeah, and you got to think they're in the four down territory here, so you don't have to get it all in this play. You're not going to punt it, obviously, and I don't think Sydney has the kicker that can kick it that far.
Tioga, a 14-0 lead over Sydney, 3:50 to go. First quarter, third and seven technically here for the Warriors. Ball is on the Tioga 27. Here's Smith, the hand off the back is, hits the hole hard, driving forward, reaching that ball. Boy, I'd say he's close, maybe about a yard or two short.
It's all going to depend on the spot, if they gave him the stretch or not, and I don't think they did. So it is going to be fourth down in about two.
Nice running tonight by Backus so far, and you know, good balance, as we heard
from
Tioga head
good
coach
mix.
Nick Aiello. He said these guys really like to mix it up. So here's the fourth down. They pass to Hoskins, left side. He's got the first down, dragged out of bounds at about the 15. And so a first and 10 here for Sydney as they are nearing the Tioga end zone here.
Yeah, it was a real nice play, and I'm just going to make a quick comment. Alex uses his body so well. I mean, there was no way that defender could do anything, and it's forcing a timeout for the Tioga Tigers.
So the Tigers will take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Tioga leads Sydney 14-0. Warriors knocking on the door. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney with the ball here in the first quarter. They're trailing Tioga at home 14-0. But Sydney with the ball on the Tioga 16 and a first and 10 with 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowe alongside Tim Cutting. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO and also all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. You can always check out the game audio archive while you're there as well. All the games that we do, basketball, football, baseball, softball, they're all there. You can download them for free, courtesy of SFCU. So first and 10 here, Tim, for Sydney with 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. And here is Darren Smith. Looks over to the sideline here. Play clock is down to 10. Smith, one last check here with the sideline. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Backus is in the backfield. Three to the right, actually, now. Smith will throw over the middle for Finch, and this one just off his fingertips. Pass a little far behind him, so second down coming up.
Had a little bit of pressure on him on that throw. He stood in there, made the throw, but it was just a tick behind because of the pressure.
So a 14-0 lead for Tioga over Sydney late here in the first quarter, but the Warriors are driving. Second and 10 now with the ball on the Tioga 16 for Sydney going right to left. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left here for the Warriors. They'll hand off to Backus through the middle, cuts back to the left side, down to the 10, to the 5 before he's dragged down. So a nice play there for the Warriors. Boy, he's going to be close to a first down here.
Yeah, he's got to be really close. Looks like they're taking the chains away, and it's just going to be the down marker. So it is a first and goal for the Warriors just inside the 5-yard line.
So first and 5, 2:55 to go, first quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 14-0. Warriors looking to steal some momentum back here. Smith in the shotgun, Hoskins to his left. And here's the snap, hands off to Backus, left side run, gets down to the goal line, churning forward, and a touchdown here for Sydney. The last second he reached out and broke the goal line, and the Warriors get on the board.
Yeah, that looked like what you would see on Sundays and Saturdays in the big Division I colleges. He was stopped. He was done. I mean, he just dove forward and stretched the ball out over the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney. Dawson Backus.
The extra effort really gets it done, and it's 14-6 now with 2:38 to go in this first quarter. And Sydney will go for two. Darren Smith gets the signal here from assistant coach Aaron Zern. And boy, this would help if Sydney could get the two and cut it to 14-8. We'll see. Play clock down to 10 as they'll go for two. Here's the snap. Smith looking to throw. He's got lots of time. Throws to the far side of the end zone. Tipped away, though. Good play on defense there by Jake Lewis. So So Sydney comes up empty, but they get the touchdown, 14-6 now the score.
That was an interesting play. He kind of rolled over to his left side and then had to throw back all the way across. And, I mean, we talked about the kid's arm. He's got a strong arm, but that is a long, long throw.
We'll step away for 30 seconds, 14-6 the score, 2:38 to go. First quarter, Tioga leads Sydney on CDO.
We're specialists in you. Take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So a Dawson Backus touchdown gets Sydney on the board, and it's 14-6. Tioga leading Sydney with 2:38 to go in the first quarter. And Ethan Finch will kick off here. It's a short kickoff, and this one will be fielded by Tioga. Boy, and they're going to have great field position here on the Sydney S at about midfield here, Tim.
Yeah, that was just a onside-type kick, and it rolled in 23 for the Tigers.
Whitmore again.
Fumble at Whitmore, yeah. Thank you. He actually made a really nice play, fumbled it initially, but then he dove on top of it to keep it for the Tigers.
Yeah, that was one of those plays where it could easily just bounce off your hands or your leg, and Sydney would have a chance, but a great play there by Tioga's Whitmore, who always seems to be in the right place at the right time. So here's Tioga going left to right. They lead 14-6, ball on their own 45. They go left to right. Here's Manuel, finds the hole, strips his way through, and easily picks up 9 or 10 yards there. Just a great reader of where to find the holes there as he gets through the line.
And he's not big, and that's the thing. I mean, he gets lost in there with the big boys and stuff, and, you know, and he's hard to find. And I will give a little props to the Tioga offensive line because they are pushing the Warriors backwards.
Boy, again, I was on the field before the game, and seeing some of the offense and defensive line here for the Tigers, very big boys down there. Tough to block, I'm sure, for the Warriors. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Tioga leads 14-6. And here is Hutchison, throws out to Klausner, left side to the 45, to the 40, cuts back. He's got some speed, 35 to the 30 before he's cut down. I'd say he got to about the 31, a nice pickup, moving the chains there for Tioga.
Nice little catch right there, because if he had dropped that ball because it was backwards, it would have been a free ball. So nice little play right there.
Klausner, we also found out, very good basketball player for Tioga, invited to a variety of off-season camps, just extremely athletic, and you can see it on a play like that. So a first and 10 now for Tioga. Minute 45 to go, first quarter. Ball on the 33-yard line as Tioga's in Sydney territory. Hand off to Manuel. Cuts back and dragged down, only about a gain of 1. Nice job by Sydney there.
Yeah, I think they heard me. They didn't like what I said.
Yeah.
They made a nice little play.
So a great
Not
job.
Not sure who made the tackle, but it was a really nice tackle.
I'd say on that far side there, nice play. I think Will Moore was able to get him by the shoestrings, as well as Kyle Gaskin. So this will be a 2nd and 8 now with a minute 15 to go before the end of the first quarter. Tioga with the ball. They'll hand off the Zwerline, and now they'll run it to the outside. Quarterback keeper, though, with Hutchison, fooled everybody, including the broadcasters. Gain of about 3 or 4 to the outside there for the quarterback, Connor Hutchison.
Came down the line, faked to the dive back, and actually came right down the line, and he still had Manuel in the option for the pitch. So something to think about later on that might end up in number 7's hands.
3rd and 2 here for Tioga. Boy, Zwerline sold that one to me. He was busting through the hole like he was headed for the end zone, and quarterback still had the ball. 3rd and 2, 40 seconds to go here, first quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 14-6. The offensive line is set. They'll hand off to Zwerline. He has it this time and easily picks up the first down and drags a couple of Warriors down to the 15 with him.
Running right off tackle right there, and I tell you, they're making a really, really big hole for that guy to get through, and he's not really, really fast, but he's very, very strong, and he runs real hard.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. The game clock started back up by the Zebra Crew here, down to 25. Play clock is at 20. Let's see if Tioga gets off one last play here to start the end of this first quarter. 1st and 10, 15 seconds to go. They lead 14-6. They're in the red zone again. They'll hand off into the outside, bouncing back. This will be a nice run here by Zach Bleda. Maybe a pickup of 2 or 3, but that's going to do it for the first quarter. Time will run out. 14-6 to score, Tioga over Sydney. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back to Sydney's Alumni Field. Nate Lowland, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Start of the second quarter, Tioga leads Sydney 14-6. Two touchdowns in the first quarter for Jesse Manuel of Tioga, one for Dawson Backus of Sydney. And Tim, here's the Tigers driving once again as they're down inside the Sydney 20.
Yeah, they're definitely doing it on the ground. They're throwing the ball every now and then, but they're definitely all about the run tonight.
It's been Bleda's, Werlein, and Manuel running the ball pretty much here for Tioga tonight. They'll start on the Sydney 14-yard line. They'll hand off to Manuel. He hits the hole, and he's brought down. Stripped up for maybe a gain of one, so second and nine now for the Tigers.
You know, even though he gets a positive yardage gain on that, that's a huge victory for the Warriors because that kid is so hard to bring down.
As we said, you know, he's a smaller guy. He's about 5'7", 155 pounds, great wrestler, too, just has all the tangibles that make you a great running back and obviously has no fear to hit the hole very hard.
Oh, and he does it at pretty much top speed.
So start of the second quarter here. Ball is on the 14-yard line now for Tioga. And here's the snap. Hutchinson will keep it. Rolls out. And here's the throw. It's caught, but then Hoskins with a big tackle there on Jake Lewis and brings him down. So they'll be right at the goal line here. Nice touchdown-saving tackle by Hoskins.
Absolutely. I mean, it looked like it was going to be a touchdown easy because there was nobody over there, but then out of nowhere comes number 10 from the Warriors with a nice, nice tackle.
So this is going to be a first and goal now for Tioga. We're a minute into the second quarter. Tioga leading 14-6 and looking for more here on the Sydney goal line. Manuel's in the backfield. Klausner is split out to the right. And the handoff to Manuel hits the hole and goes in standing up. Touchdown for Tioga. They increase the lead to 20-6. We'll see if they go for the extra point.
Well, the way they've gone so far, I think I would keep kicking the ball. You know, I mean, this kid can really boot it.
Maybe we didn't see that last week. Of course, the natural grass field down in Harpersville, it was raining. Who knows, but a heck of a boot here tonight for Tanner Folk, as it looks like they'll go for the extra point once again. So Tioga set for the extra point. They currently lead 20-6, looking to tack on one more. Here's the snap. Down hold is good, and right through the uprights, a 21-6 lead, Tioga over Sydney, 10:56. To go here in the second quarter. We'll be right back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull here on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Tioga leads Sydney 21-6. Start of the second quarter. It's 10:56 to go here before our Morabito halftime show. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at the halftime break. Get his thoughts on what his team needs to do to try to slow down this high-powered Tioga offense. And so far, it's been three touchdowns for Jesse Manuel. As we know, we've seen a lot of him over the last 2 years. Certainly the real deal.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I'll tell you what, you got to give a lot of credit to AZ and the offensive line making the holes for him.
So here's the kickoff from Folk of Tioga, and Sidney will field this one. It's on the turf, and they'll fall on it, but not bad field position up to about the 24. But Sidney having trouble with some of these kickoffs tonight, just catching them cleanly.
Yeah, it looks like that they're not quite catching it at the right spot. They're catching it too much into their body, and it's just bouncing off their pads.
So Sidney, after scoring on a Dawson Backus five-yard touchdown run on the last drive, will get the ball here going left to right. You start the second quarter here. 10:54 to go before halftime. Tioga leads Sidney 21-6. Here's the snap to Smith. Hands off to Backus to the left side. He's up to the 30. Dragging tacklers forward up to about the 33 before he's shoved out of bounds. And Dawson Backus having a heck of a night here.
Absolutely. Refusing to go down on that play, too. He never hit the ground. He just kept his legs churning and took it very close to the first down for the Warriors.
Sidney is having a lot more success running the ball here this week than Harpersville Afton did last week against this same Tioga defense. So this will be a second and two, so an 8-yard pickup there for Backus. They'll give it right back to him. First down and more. Breaks up towards midfield before Tioga can bring him down at about the 44. So Backus is finding some nice holes there and some good blocking there by Sidney to open up those gaps.
Yeah, and I was just going to add to what you said before. The reason they're getting through a lot more is because Sidney's so spread out. They spread the defense out because of that, and that's making some large holes for Dawson to run through.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. First and 10 for Sidney. Ball on their own 44. Another handoff to Backus. Hits the hole hard, and he gets back up to about midfield on the big Sidney S. And about a 4 or 5 yard pickup there for Backus.
Yep, and you'll take 4 or 5 every time on any down, and you know, because in 2 or 3 downs, you're definitely at a first down.
10 minutes to go here, second quarter. Clock rolling up on 10 minutes. Tioga 21, Sidney 6. The Warriors, though, with a good drive here so far to start off the second quarter. And here is Smith, another handoff to Backus. Cuts back to the right side, hits the pile, maybe picks up 1 or 2, legs still churning before he's brought down. But another good run by Backus, hit the hole hard, refusing to go down, and a pickup of 2.
Give the kid a lot of credit. It's been all him this possession, and, you know, that kick's a little tiring, but he's still keeping his legs moving and trying to get everything he can for the Warriors.
You wonder if you're Sidney here, if you're just setting up the run, and then boom, maybe we'll see one of these passes here coming up. We'll see. 3rd and 4 now with 9.5 to go, second quarter. And Smith tries to throw the ball, but it slips out of his hands. He's chased through the backfield, has nowhere to go. Now he fumbles, and it's picked up by Tioga. And a lineman is off to the races here. He runs down to the 10, to the 5, and into the back of the end zone here for the Tioga Tigers. That's number 77, Zach Hutchinson. And we'll see if there's any flags or anything on the play, but it looks like a good touchdown here for the Tigers.
Yeah, a little love for the lineman. Defensive lineman with a little 6-point jaunt.
Every D lineman's dream right there to pick up a fumble and run it back. Boy, a nice Sidney drive to midfield, and just a slip of the hand there with the ball for Darren Smith, and off to the races goes Tioga for another touchdown.
And Darren, once he dropped the ball, picked it up and started to scramble, and it was too late by that time because there was 4 white shirts chasing him and hit him and made him fumble the ball.
9:08 to go here in the second quarter, and a defensive touchdown for the Tigers. And now they are going to botch the snap here on this extra point attempt. They're going to try to throw it to the end zone, and it's intercepted by Sidney. And so that one is knocked down. So this will keep the score 27-6 with 9:08 to go in the second quarter. So it's kind of a missed snap there, and they couldn't get the kick to go.
Yeah, and they did what we did a lot when I was playing back in Sidney, and I was the kicker. We did a lot of raids because nobody could catch the ball. The center wouldn't roll it back to me, to the holder, and so on and so forth, or I'd kick it into the center or something like that. So we used to run a lot like that.
So we'll take a quick break. 27-6, Tioga on top of Sidney with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. About a 5-yard return on the kickoff for Ethan Finch, and now Sydney with the ball. They trail 27-6 here with 9 minutes to go, second quarter. Sydney going left to right. They'll start on their own 20-yard line. And Smith in the shotgun now. It was a nice drive by Sydney when they last had the ball, but then a fumble resulted in another Tioga touchdown as they were able to run it back. And here's a handoff to Dawson Backus, and again, about 3 or 4 yards to the left side. Nice little pickup there for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice little run there. It actually didn't look like he was running too much because he was trying to find his way through the hole, but he did make a nice little gain for the Warriors. Good job, Dawson.
Out-of-town score update here. Deposit Hancock with a 14-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford tonight. So we'll get you some more score updates at halftime. So here's Smith on a 2nd and 6, throws down the far sideline, looking for Backus at midfield, but broken up there again by Tyler Whitmore. We keep talking about him tonight for this Tigers defense.
Posner, Whitmore on defense are doing a really nice job on the wideouts for Sydney.
So 8:25 to go here, second quarter. A 3rd and 6 coming up for Sydney. Ball is on their own 24. Tioga leads 27-6. And the Warriors, much like Harpersville last week, could move the ball, but either a penalty or a turnover, kind of hurting them somewhere along the drive.
Momentum killers.
So here is Sydney again, as I said, 3rd and 6. For Darren Smith, the freshman quarterback here for Sydney, looks over to the sideline. Play clock running down, and the Warriors will have to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here, though. As I said, the out-of-town score, Deposit Hancock with a 14-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford. Other games tonight, of course, Harpersville Aft in a division game on the road at Cander. We'll see if we can get an update for you there. A couple weeks ago, Cander had to forfeit a game in the fourth quarter to Oxford because they were just running out of guys. So you would think that deep Hornets squad would be able to have a nice advantage out there at Cander tonight.
Yeah, and absolutely, they're going to be hungry because they just went from being 4-0 to 4-1, and they want to win again because they definitely are they're a playoff team. There's no doubt about it, and I think Gael said that in the interview as well. He says they're a good team and they're going to be there in the playoffs. So hopefully the Hornets can get it together tonight.
Other game tonight is Shenango Valley at Oneonta. Games tomorrow. The game, of course, we'll have right here on the radio. Unitego at Delhi. Also, UV is at Walton tomorrow, and Cooperstown is at Beaver River. I always throw those in there for you because you always say, where the heck are they playing? But being a Section 3 team, they certainly see some teams that we don't. Here's Smith throwing one down the middle of the field, and he just overshoots Ethan Finch there on 3rd and 6. Looks like maybe a little miscommunication on the route there.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was, Nate. They, Darren threw the ball a lot further than Finch ran the route, so I do think you're right. I think it was a little bit of miscommunication on the play.
So 8:20 to go here in this second quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 27-6. 4th and 6 now for Sydney. They're deep in their own territory, so they will punt it away here with Ethan Finch. Tim Cutting and Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO. Glad to have you along. The rain is holding off here, and the weather is pretty much perfect at the moment. And here's the snap to Finch. He gets a low punt away, and this one is a ground ball that's going to take a Sydney bounce all the way down as they let it roll to the 20-yard line, and this will be the farthest that Tioga's been pinned back in their own end of the field.
That was definitely a different way to do it, but it worked out very well for the Warriors and flipped the field, and Tioga will take over on their own 19.
Well, a few of the early drives, Sydney was pinned deep in their end of the field, so the punts didn't go that far, and so Tioga had great starting position. Now, we'll see if the Warriors' defense can hold here as Tioga, the offense has been clicking right along here with Manuel and Zuerlein so far tonight.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to give a little props to the offensive line from the Tigers because they definitely are creating some massive holes for those guys to run through.
Just about 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 27-6. And here is Hutchinson again, the sophomore quarterback for Tioga under center. Hands off the Zwerline to the right side, picks up about 3 yards, driving the pile forward here. But, Tim, what do you think? The last couple of possessions, it seems like the Sydney defense has clamped down on the run a little bit more.
Yeah, it looks like they made a little bit of adjustment. I'm not quite sure what they did, but it does look like they've got a little bit more fire in their bellies, and they're making some stops. They've stopped Manuel to a couple times, 1 or 2 yard gains, which, like I said before, you stop that guy on that, that's a victory.
Yeah, they've had some nice tackles on Manuel over the last couple of drives. Second and 6 now for Tioga. Play clock to 5, game clock to 7.5, and here's the handoff to Manuel. Sprints through the hole, brought down by Nick Paternoster. About a gain of 3 or 4. Boy, that's a great matchup. Manuel against a very strong Nick Paternoster of Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. He plays, I mean, you look at Nick, and he's playing linebacker for the Warriors, and he doesn't look like he should be playing linebacker. You know, he's just a really strong kid and a lot of heart.
He's a great kid. He's one of those guys, you go up to him before the game, you say good luck. You almost don't want to shake his hand because it's like just a vice in there. Just so strong, lives in the weight room, and just a heart of gold. Great kid. So 7 minutes to go here in this second quarter. 27-6 the score. And now Tioga does pick up a 1st and 10, and they'll drive it forward here with Zwerline. So that last run by Manuel was enough to pick up the first down. And now Zwerline on 1st and 10 picks up about 2.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, that I talked about the stable of receivers that the Warriors have. They have a stable of running backs on the Tigers.
Yeah, they do, between Blada, and we've seen a heavy dose tonight of Zwerline, and of course Manuel. You never know where the ball is going to end up. So here is a 2nd and 5, so a couple more yards on that play for Zwerline. Now they hand off to Manuel, hits the whole little 360 across midfield, keeps the legs moving into Sydney territory. He's brought down at the 45. Boy, just a bunch of shifty moves there for Jesse Manuel.
Yep, he made a real nice cut at the point of attack to get free, and then he did the 360 spin, like you said, and got a couple extra yards for that.
So this will be 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Tioga 27 and Sydney 6, and the Tigers are into Sydney territory once again, ball at the 46. Tioga only with one more game, as we said, on the regular season schedule. Division game against Oxford next week before the Class D playoffs. We'll talk more about that at halftime. Hand off here to Zwerline, and he'll pick up 3 or 4. This was on 1st and 10, coming down to 6 minutes to go, second quarter, 27-6 the score.
And on that play, I'm just going to say I saw the Sydney Warrior off defensive line was probably 3 yards to 4 yards backwards. So that's why they're getting such a good push, and these guys are being able to run and get those gains.
Another out-of-town score. We were just wondering about this. Harpersville Afton leads 14-6 over Cander. That's on the road. About 2 minutes there until halftime. So the Hornets with a nice lead on the road, trying to move to 5-1. Here's the handoff. A little option pitch to Jesse Manuel for Tioga. He might be just a little bit short of the first down, shoved out at about the Sydney 38-yard line.
Fooled me. I thought Zwerline was going for a touchdown on his own because he was running through the middle of the line and there was nobody there. But
well, he can sell that fake.
Well, he does. He really does. He's got really good ball skills. And that's Hutchinson we're talking about, the quarterback for the Tigers.
5:05 to go here before the halftime break. Tioga leading Sydney 27-6. And they'll hand off, and this is Zwerline. He's at the 25 to the 20, down to the 15, the 10, looking for the pylon, and into the end zone, and a touchdown here for the Tigers. Alex Hoskins couldn't get there in time, and Tioga now leads 33-6.
Real nice run, and it just, you know, I said before he wasn't really that fast, but he showed that he does have a little bit of speed on him, too.
And he's just, you know, unlike Manuel, he's just a bigger body. But he still seems to have that burst of speed, and one of those guys that isn't afraid of the contact either.
He's 5'9", 211. So he just definitely is a little bit bigger and a little bit heavier and probably a lot stronger.
5'9", he certainly looks taller than that from our view up here. And I'm sure when he's coming through the hole at you, he looks a lot taller as well. So it looks like Tioga's going to go for 2 now. Man in motion. As they go right to left, they'll hand off to Manuel, cuts back and finds the end zone. And so a 2-point conversion makes up for that missed extra point. Tioga leads 35-6 with 4:51 to go before the halftime break.
Yeah, that was a good little drive for the Tigers, and now the Warriors have really got to start thinking about putting a drive together here on their next possession to try to cut into this lead a little bit.
We'll take a 30-second break. Tioga leads Sydney 35-6. Halftime coming up in just a few minutes here on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're back once again here from Sydney's Alumni Field. 4:51 to go before halftime, and Tioga leads Sydney 35-6, and a punt will drop in. And boy, both teams a big dog pile for it here. I'm not sure if Sydney touched that one. It's loose on the turf, and we'll see what the Zebra Crew says here.
Yeah, that's a free ball, so whoever has recovered it is going to get it.
I couldn't tell if it tipped off the hands.
No, it was just kicked short, and then it back towards the Tigers as they were coming down the field, so it did generate a little bit of a rugby scrum there for the ball.
You know, we were just reminded up here in the press box that these two teams faced off not too long ago in the Section 4 Class C baseball finals. I forgot Jesse Manuel was out on the mound pitching that day as Tioga captured a close victory there over Sydney in the baseball finals to move on to state. So, boy, I'm sure there's a little good little rivalry between these two teams brewing. And here's Dawson Backus on 1st and 10 to the right side of the 40, up to the 45, still moving forward, tripped up at the 50. Big run here for the Warriors.
Yeah, real nice run by Dawson on that play. And just got to throw this out here really quick because his place where he works downtown, they want us to call him Dog.
Dog.
So, Dog Backus.
Where does he work downtown?
Down to Redemption Center.
There you go. So, Dog Backus there. Little nickname from work. Gets Sydney up to midfield, and they'll hand it off to him again, and he drives through the pile, and just about 1 or 2 yards here for Mr. Backus. So, Sydney, with 4:20 to go before the halftime break, trails 35-6. This will bring up about a 2nd and 8.
Yeah, they need to get a nice, good sustaining drive here and hopefully get some points on the board, take it into halftime, and, you know, then you do your adjustments and everything for the second half.
They've moved the ball well, just had a couple of times where some turnovers have hurt, and now a pass ahead for Nate Vibbard, and just through his fingertips, looked like he was ready to make the run a little bit early before he caught the ball.
Yep, just took his eyes off it at the last minute and dropped it.
Well, you don't see many from him as a great quality athlete here, and you know, it would have been about a 20-yard gain there, but again, just off his fingertips. And so 3:55 to go before the halftime break. 35-6 the score. Tioga on top of Sydney. It's homecoming here tonight for the Warriors. Here's Smith, drops back, throws to the left side for Hoskins, through his fingertips and out of bounds. And boy, you don't see many drops like that from Vibbard and Hoskins for Sydney.
No, you don't. And they were, you know, they're good throws and everything, and that's the kind of thing that they need to do. They need to make sure they're getting those completed passes because they are first downs, and, you know, they keep the drive going, and now it's a fourth down and a long ways to go for the Warriors.
Fourth and 9 with 3:50 to go for the halftime break, and looks like Ethan Finch will punt left to right here for the Warriors. Manuel is back to receive, standing on his own 25 for Tioga. Good punt here by Finch. See if it takes a Sydney bounce. Vibbard is there. Can't quite keep it out of the end zone. But a booming punt. That's the best punt we've seen there from Finch tonight.
Yeah, that was a really nice punt. Just a little bit too far for Nate to get it, to keep it into the field of play.
And so Tioga will have one more chance here, I would say, before the halftime break. 3:43 to go before halftime, and they lead 35-6. Again, it feels like a closer game than that. I know Tioga's offense has been great and rolling as they usually do, but Sydney has moved the ball quite a bit, just some bad luck, some penalties, things of that nature, as we saw the same thing happening to Harpersville Afton last week.
Yep, definitely. Like I said before, they're momentum killers, and you know, you can't have them against a good team like this.
So here are the Tigers starting at their own 20, going right to left. Here's Manuel, hits the hole, and he's tripped up. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage or a gain of 1 on the play. It's the same thing that we saw last year when they played Unitigo in the sectional finals. You know, a very good, talented team, and it just seemed like you're going to have to play, I don't want to say the perfect game, but a mistake-free, quality game to have a chance against Tioga.
Yeah, you definitely have to be on your game and hope that maybe they're just a tick off.
Play clock is down to 10. Game clock at 3:10. 35-6 to score. Tioga ahead of Sydney. They'll hand off to Manuel. Hits the hole and is brought down. So this will bring up third and about eight here for the Tigers.
We talked about it before when we said how it was going to be a game of adjustments, and they definitely have done something. They're keying on number seven, which you should do, obviously, but that's probably why Zuerlein has gone crazy like he has the last couple times. So don't be surprised if we're yelling number 42's name out here pretty quickly.
Rabideau Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. Halftime break just 2 minutes, 35 seconds away. And this will be a third and nine now as Hutchinson rolls out for Tioga, throws to the far side, and that one is caught right at the sticks on that far side by Manuel. We'll see if they move him or not.
Yeah, and we talked about the diversification, and there it is right there. I mean, they run the ball so well, but yet, you know what? We can throw, too.
And we haven't even seen Klausner, who we know is a great receiver, get all that involved tonight for Tioga. So that is enough for a first down. So Tioga still driving here late in the second quarter with 2:10 to go. So first and 10, here's Hutchinson, rolls to his left, throws to Manuel, and this one at the 40, up to the 43 before he's dragged out of bounds. So now we see Jesse Manuel move into a little bit of a receiver role.
Yeah, Ken, it was rolled out, and I think he was looking at possibly being a lead blocker, and then right at the last minute, he just ran to the sideline wide open. Good throw.
So this will be a first and 10 now with 2 minutes to go here for Tioga before the halftime break. They're going right to left here, and the ball is at the 43-yard line. They lead 35-6 here over Sydney.
I think they're just trying to see what they can do, you know, with the passing game, you know, for future games where they may need to do it.
So here is Hutchinson. Drops back, pitches one out to Zuerlein on the right side. He cuts back to the center. Maybe a pickup of one as he gets back to the line of scrimmage before being brought down.
Yeah, that was an interesting little play right there, kind of a counter pitch type play, and the Warriors were not fooled.
And so Tioga right back to the line. Sydney trying to get set. This is a second and nine. That will have a whistle on the play with the clock stopped at 1:38 to go before the half and a 35-6 lead. It looks like a timeout on the play.
It looks like the Warriors took a timeout.
Just a reminder, folks, as we'll keep it right here, we'll have football tomorrow for you as well. At 1:30, we'll have kickoff over in Delhi as Unitigo heads over the hill to take on the Delhi Bulldogs. Our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show starts at 1:20. It should be a good matchup. Two teams that aren't technically out of the playoff picture yet in Class D, maybe fighting for one of those wild card spots, but certainly seems like Deposit Hancock and Walton might be the top two teams out of that division.
Yeah, I think they're going to be definitely pretty excited about that game tomorrow because it does have some playoff implications for both teams.
Well, you look coming in, especially for Unitigo. Unitigo is coming in with a record of 1-4, but they have some confidence in the weapons that they have. And, you know, if they can move in the division up another game, they're at Unadilla Valley next weekend in a game possibly might be here on CDO. Still deciding what games we should do next week. You know, they could have a chance there within the division the last 2 weeks, but they're going to have to win out, certainly, for head coach Frank McCroney.
Yeah, and they got to remember they have Josh Firebend.
Yes, that seems to be the ticket right there. So out of the timeout, a throw by Hutchinson, and it's knocked down to the turf. Looked like they were trying to get the ball to Klausner there for Tioga.
Yeah, the pass was knocked down by number 51, Colin Carl for the Warriors.
And from what I'm told, Mr. Carl had a heck of a game against Sullivan West on the road in Sydney's 47-6 victory last week. He had missed a week because of an injury, came back, and played like an animal, I'm told. So here is Tioga as we get near halftime. This is a third and nine as they're nearing midfield going right to left. Rolls out for Hutchinson, throws, and this one is caught by Klausner. And we'll see. They're going to say it's a catch, and I think a first down here for Tioga. Yes, it is.
And they're using the sideline, too, and that's the thing clock management, obviously, is a huge thing. Granted, they are up by a lot, but they are trying to do some things right now that they may need to do further down the road in sectionals and maybe even into the states.
Yes, I have to use this time wisely. And clock down to 1:15 now. Hutchison again rolls out, throws, and another catch by Manuel right on the sideline. Did he bring it in? And they'll say no, that he was out, I believe, there as he tried to catch it right at the sticks. And you can see Tioga trying to be smart, as you said, along the sidelines.
Yeah, he didn't get the toe tap there. He didn't get that foot down, so that's why it was an incomplete pass.
That was very close. Another update from out of town. Harpersville Afton leading 20-6 now over Cander at the half, and Deposit Hancock leading at home 22-0 over Bainbridge Guilford. So thank you to all our out-of-town score reporters. Always appreciate that. About 1 minute to go before the halftime break here. It's 35-6. Tioga ahead of Sydney. And now we'll have a false start here against the Tigers with just about a minute to go here before the halftime break. Second and 10.
I wonder which quarterback Deposit Hancock has in there tonight. You know, is it Ballard or is it the other guy? Or, you know, are they doing, I'll take this series, you take this series, that kind of thing.
I know Ballard already has one touchdown tonight for Deposit Hancock, and, you know, he's putting up two or three touchdowns a night. He's certainly a force to be reckoned with right now in Class D. So Tioga throwing over the middle, looking for Bleda, and good coverage there by the Sydney Warriors. That'll bring up a 3rd and 15 now for Tioga with a minute to go before the halftime break.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too far for the receiver, and good coverage by the Warriors.
So the ball still at midfield. Our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. Take a look at the out-of-town scores again. And interesting, because normally there's more games on a Friday night, but tomorrow we'll have Delhi Unitigo as well as Unadilla Valley over at Walton. So we'll keep an eye on that tomorrow for you as well. So here is Hutchinson rolling out. Can he throw? And it's tipped along the sideline there by Finch. 53 seconds to go before the halftime break. Is again, Tioga really working on throwing the ball here.
Yeah, that quarterback just got leveled over us on his sideline by Will Moore, number 53 of the Warriors. Nice play, young man.
And so it looks like Tioga's going to punt it away here with Tanner Folk, who we've seen do some excellent kickoffs tonight as well as some extra points here. We'll see what he has in the punting game for the Tigers with about 50 seconds to go before the halftime break. Good boot here by Folk. And Finch with the fair catch down at the Sydney 15-yard line. So that's where the Warriors will take over, going left to right.
Yeah, that was a nice kick. He actually got a pretty bad snap, but he showed some really good hands and grabbing the snap. It was rolling on the ground and then got the kick off and got a good kick off.
And so we'll see what Sydney can do with 48 seconds to go before the halftime break as Darren Smith trots out onto the field here for this Sydney Warriors offense. Nice little crowd tonight here on homecoming night for the Warriors. And if you wanted to stay home and avoid the possible rain and maybe the chilly winds here tonight, we're glad to have you along. Hand off on first down to Dawson Backus, who's having a heck of a first half here. He drives the pile forward before being knocked out of bounds at the 22. A first down and more for Sydney.
Yeah, real nice run by Dawson. He is really the workhorse tonight. He's getting the ball a lot and getting some really good positive yards. And, you know, he would have two touchdowns if there wasn't a flag thrown earlier.
39 seconds to go before the half. Yeah, he got the first touchdown for Sydney, but even before that, he had that long, long run that was called back because of a block in the back. And, boy, that was a nice run, and unfortunately taken away from him and Sydney. And you wonder if that took away some of that momentum.
It could have, you know. I mean, it definitely, you know, you have a great positive play like that, and, you know, you have something happen in the way off the ball where, you know, you don't want it to happen, but it does. You got to remember, these are kids. They're out there playing this game, and they're intense. You know, they want to make the big block and so on and so forth. He just didn't get his head in front, and they got the blocking back and called the touchdown back.
So a timeout on the field here, allowing both teams to get a quick drink and regroup here before the halftime break. 39 seconds to go here before the halftime intermission, and a 35-6 lead for Tioga over Sydney, in case you're just joining us. So the Warriors will have the ball, and a 1st and 10 going left to right, ball on their own 32. Here's Smith again, will hand off to Backus. He hits the hole, bounces to the outside now. Boy, a nice stiff arm before he's finally brought down. Only a pickup of 3, but I'd say he threw off 2 or 3 tacklers there before going down.
Yeah, and he also had a little bit of a 180 turn because it was kind of forced by a 180 hit. He got a little help on that one.
He did, but a great job to stay on his feet. So here's 16 seconds to go before the halftime break. They throw over the middle and intercepted here by Whitmore at midfield as they tried to find Nate Vibbard. And, boy, the coverage has been pretty solid here tonight for Tioga.
Yeah, that was probably, you know, that was a really good coverage right there. He actually had underneath coverage, and he also had over-top coverage on that play. And the young freshman tried to fit it in there. Not to be done.
Not to be done, but, you know, you can't blame Sydney. You have to try to move the ball down the field and try and take a shot there late in the first half, but intercepted by Tioga. So 11 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll see if this is the last play of the first half with Tioga leading 35-6. So Hutchinson drops back, throws over the middle for Whitmore to the 30, completion 25-20 before being dragged down inside the 20-yard line to about the 18. Clock stops with 3 seconds to go, so Hutchinson to Whitmore, who just made the interception, and now a great catch for the Tigers.
Yeah, real nice play. They ran a quick slant from the slot position, and he was wide open.
And he just got into the open area and then picked up probably 15 more yards on the run. So I can say this will be the last play of the first half, and it looks like they're going to kick a field goal here or attempt one. And they're going to set up at about the 26-yard line here, Tim.
Yeah, 36-yarder.
So a 36-yard field goal try here. Let's see if he can get it. Snap is down. This one is up, and let's see. Looks like it's through, and it is. So a 36-yard field goal there for Tanner Folk.
A lot more room there. That was halfway up the line, up the goal post there.
Heck of a kicking game here for the Tigers as well. You know, you might as well try that if you're Tioga, because like you said, you're trying things for later in the season. What if you get into that situation?
Right?
Nice to know you can have that.
Yeah, in high school football, to have a kid that can kick a 36-yard field goal, that's a huge, huge weapon.
So there is the halftime break with Tioga leading 38-6 at the halftime break. So as we said, we'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. When we come back, we will hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. So again, at the half, Tioga 38, Sydney 6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on CDO.
The switch is on to Marabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Marabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Marabito.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney.
Hop in. All roads lead to McDonald's.
Okay, what's the big deal?
Specifically, there are two of them.
All right, impress me.
A doubly delicious double cheeseburger and small fries, $2.50.
Ooh.
Or a six-piece tender, juicy chicken McNuggets and small fries, also $2.50.
That's a nice price. Twice.
AKA, two big deals, one not-so-big price.
Time to get to Mickey D's on the double.
Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste. Just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this lovin' while it lasts. Price of participation may vary.
Friday Night Football here on WCDO. Nate Lawl with you, and we're pleased to be joined by the coach of the Sydney Warriors, Jeff Matthews. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
Coach, this Friday night game, you bring in a Class D powerhouse, Tioga, under the lights on your home field, set to be a great one. What are some of the keys going up against a very talented and deep Tioga team?
Well, we're excited to have this opportunity. It's our homecoming weekend, so I know that the guys are going to be excited to play. We've been working extremely hard over the past couple weeks, you know, recognizing our keys and trying to play our assignments. And they're a high-powered offense attack, and so for us to try and match that intensity level that their offensive line and their great back Manuel brings, it's going to be a great test for us.
Speaking of Jesse Manuel, of course, the all-time Section 4 leader in rushing yards, just a tremendous athlete. How do you game plan for someone like that? I would assume you can't stop him on every play, of course, but you have to go in, I guess, with a certain scheme and really keep an eye on him.
I think the best that you can hope for is to, you know, limit his running lanes. If you give him a big running lane, he's really just going to dice you up. What we've been working on this week is trying to squeeze our gaps and make sure that everybody's in their assigned gap to try and slow them down. I think it'd be hard-pressed to say that we're going to hold them or limit his success, you know, but I think if we can contain him and everybody else around, that might help us keep the scoreboard down a little bit.
I had a chance to talk to the Tioga coaching staff before the game, and they've talked a lot about the weapons that Sydney brings to the table. Of course, your freshman quarterback, they're very impressed with Darren Smith, and of course all the receivers that he has and all the options he has and how fast they can be on the turf field. So certainly has to feel good going into this game knowing that you've had some guys really step up and that they're making opposing defenses really think this year.
We've been very fortunate. Everybody's kind of gelled together. You know, we had our little hiccup with Forks, you know, another great Section 4 traditional power. So Tioga kind of fits into that same mold where they are very assignment-oriented and they know how to take care of their job. And so we've been working hard trying to make sure that we keep good spacing and get the ball out on time. And the big thing is having our offensive line protect for our quarterback and give them the time to get them out to the receivers.
Last Friday night, you guys took a long bus ride down to Section 9 to take on a team called Sullivan West, and you come out with a 47-6 victory. You had to be pleased with the team's effort in going down in kind of a new territory, new situation, and picking up a big win.
Yeah, that's interesting when you get 15, 16, and 17-year-olds on a bus for a long period of time, and you never know how they're going to react. We did a nice job. The weather was not exactly conducive to some of the things we like to do, and give the kids a lot of credit. They were very patient, and they did a nice job concentrating on what they needed to do.
My last question with Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. Coach, this game with Tioga isn't a division game. You have a couple games left, and you guys are right in a good dogfight here for the playoffs in your division. What's the focus been and the message over the last few weeks as you prepare for the final few games and hopefully a playoff berth for the Warriors?
Well, this can be a great litmus test. We have been in a lot of games where the scores haven't been real close. We had a great game against Tupazit in the first half, and then kind of fell off towards the end. You know, I mentioned Forks game. So we want to be very competitive in this game and give our kids confidence in their playing ability coming up to the tough stretch of our schedule and a possible playoff.
Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight against Tioga.
Thank you.
This is Nate Lawl. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights on CDO.